好，我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
We will be studying the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
请大家打开《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
Yeah. 我们知道，当你打开《使徒行传》的时候啊，
As you turn to the book of Acts,
教会是开始一个新的一个旅程了。
The early church then was on a new journey.
我们看到很大很大的复兴。
And there was a great revival.
虽然之前耶稣出来传道的时候啊，
So before Jesus came out in his mission,
他被遇到很多的危机啊。
There was a lot of danger.
他有各方面的危机。
In many fronts.
如果你发现在马可福音第四章的末了告诉我们，
You will recall in Mark chapter 4,
耶稣基督要到这个哥拉森去传道的时候啊。
And was Jesus was about to start his ministry.
我们知道他们坐船从加利太要到哥拉森的时候。
In Mark chapter 4, when Jesus was about to cross the sea.
耶稣跟他的门徒都坐在船上。
And Jesus and his apostles were all on board.
圣经告诉我们说，忽然起了暴风。
Suddenly there was a great wave and wind.
而且那个海浪啊，已经跑到船里面去了。
And the wave and the sea was coming into the boat.
我们知道这是一个不寻常的一个暴风。
And we know that it was an unusual stormy day.
是啊，加利利海是个很平静的一个海。
Normally, the Sea of Galilee would be very still.
实际上，它不是海。
In fact, it is not a sea.
它是一个湖，一个很大的湖。
It's a very large lake.
所以通常是没有什么暴风的。
So normally there wouldn't be any waves.
但是那一天耶稣跟他的门徒在船上的时候啊，
But that day when Jesus and his apostles were in the boat,
因为耶稣要到哥拉森去救一个很重要危机的人。
Because Jesus was about to cross the sea to help someone in danger.
就是在马可福音第五章告诉我们的。
Mark chapter 5.
那边有个不正常的人。
Was an abnormal person.
那是住在坟茔里面的，住在坟墓里面的。
And he was living among the graves.
所以我们看见耶稣跟门徒要过海去救这个人的时候啊。
So as Jesus and his apostles were about to cross the sea,
我们看见发生什么事情呢
？What happened?
起了大风浪。
There was a great wave.
这也是撒旦的一个计谋啊。
And that was the working of Satan.
你知道这次撒旦有可以说是一个石头两只鸟。
You can say this was two birds in one stone from Satan.
第一个是对付耶稣基督的。
First was to attack Jesus.
因为耶稣从出生到他上十字架这段时间里面受了很多很多的拦阻。
Because since birth until this time, Jesus has encountered many
obstacles. 你记得耶稣出生的时候，希律王就杀婴孩了。
You remember that when Jesus was born, King Herod wanted to kill all the infants.
他出来传道的时候，也遇到很大的试探。
And as he started his ministry, he encountered many dangers.
撒旦说：“我把全世界都给你就好了。
”And a temptation, and Satan said, "Give me the entire world."
如果他全世界都他都拿了，结果救恩就会延迟了，对不对？
And if Jesus succumbed to that temptation, salvation may have been delayed.
到了约翰福音第六章的时候啊。
Later on, chapter 6,
在约翰福音第六章告诉我们，
John chapter 6,
他做了一件什么事情呢？
Jesus did something.
五饼二鱼的神迹。
Five loaves and two fish.
大家都说他有饭有米可以吃。
And that was the miracle of feeding the thousands of people.
要拥挤他做王。
And people wanted to make him king.
如果耶稣接受人间的王的话，救恩又要延迟，又要改变了。
And if Jesus again succumbed to the wishes of the people to become king at
that time, 所以撒旦看到这些计划都没有办法落空的。
Salvation again would have been delayed.
就来
，Satan had no inroads.
就来一个一窝鼠一窝鼠一窝鼠啊。
And in one hand,
看他经过当耶稣坐船跟门徒在海上的时候。他可以一个石头两只鸟就可以搞定他们，对不对
？So Satan must have been thinking as the Jesus and his apostles were crossing the sea that he could use this occasion, two birds in one stone.
我们说，如果当时耶稣沉到海里面去，那救人工作也没有办法完成了。
So if Jesus died and sank to the bottom of the sea, then salvation would have been stopped.
就没有克西马尼园，就没有耶稣基督被钉十字架，对不对
？And there wouldn't be Gethsemane, and there wouldn't be crucifixion.
也就没有使徒行传这些福音发展的趋向了。
And there will not be the miracles of the early church in Acts.
说第一个是对付耶稣基督的。
First, it was attacked on Jesus.
第二个船上还有谁？有十二个门徒。
And also, there were the 12 disciples.
你知道这十二人或者使徒行传告诉我们呢、啊、
？And we know from the Acts.
这是搅乱天下的人，看到吗
？And these were the movers and shakers of their times.
当耶稣基督被钉死、埋葬、复活、升天之后啊
，So when Jesus was crucified, buried, and he rose again.
他的门徒把天下都搅乱了。
And the disciples made a big commotion about this.
福音不断的传扬，看到吗
？The gospel was spreading.Across the world.
但是想不到耶稣在船上安然睡觉、
But then Jesus was sleeping soundly.
暴风浪跟他去不了，算是什么、
And he was not disturbed by the waves and the storm.
他还测着风浪可以停止，对不对
？And even he calmed the sea.
我的重点不是讲我们讲后面的、
But my point is coming.
所以因为有前面见的前提。后面使徒行传就出现了。
So we can see that because of this prelude, now, the story continues in Acts.
耶稣基督成就了救人工作。
This is when Jesus accomplished.
他被钉死了。
And he was crucified.
经过死亡，啊。
And through death.
他也胜过死亡。
He was victorious against death.
被死亡的控制。
And he was not controlled by death.
他升天之后第五十天。
And as he ascended to heaven 50 days after.
圣灵大大的工作。
The Holy Spirit was doing its work.
这是门徒承受耶稣基督所吩咐的。
And this is to accomplish what Jesus had said before.
他们现在变得很勇敢。
And the apostles were strengthened in their faith.
你看《使徒行传》第二章告诉我们呢。
So we will see Acts chapter 2.
三十七节，第二章三十七节。
Okay, verse 37.
看到吗？二章三十七。
Chapter 2:37.
一百六十五们，众人听见这话，觉得扎心。
Acts 2:37. Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart.
这是彼得讲道，向三千人，超过三千人讲道啊。
Because this was when Peter preached to 3,000 people.
他们听到扎心。
And they were pierced to their heart.
表示圣灵在他们心中做工了。
This is because the Holy Spirit was working.
为什么扎心呢
？Why pierced to the heart?
因为他们把耶稣就钉在十字架上。
Because these people.Put Jesus on the cross.
现在圣灵责备他们。
Now they were rebuked by the Holy Spirit.
他们心中感到很愧疚。
So they felt guilty.
道在他身这个心里头啊，就起了作用了。
And as the word came to their hearts, it started to work.
所以这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
叫他们畏惧的缘故，痛哭流泪了。
And because of this, they were stricken and they were in tears.
我觉得听道听得扎心呢。那是一个成功的一个讲道，对不对
？Now, if you are pierced in your heart after listening to a sermon, that means the Spirit is working in your heart.
我怕就怕他听到听到睡觉就麻烦了。
Unlike if you doze off to sleep during a sermon, that's troublesome.
昨天晚上我去参加一个十五周年一个某个教会的庆典呢。
I attended an anniversary last night.
结果呢，本来是五点开筵席的。
It was supposed to start at 5.
但是在筵席之前，他有没有一个聚会
？And there was a fellowship before the dinner at 5.
告诉我们说教会什么时候开始啊？什么时候怎么发展啊？结果怎么样
？And they were talking about the start of how the church.
这个五点应该吃饭，就七点才开始吃饭。
So it delayed the start of the dinner from 5 to 7 p.m.
他们报告说五点准时吃饭。
Although the announcement said dinner will start promptly. 结果
七点吃饭。
So we turned out to be.
在吃饭还不过瘾哦。
Not only that,
还要向上台讲见证。
And many people came up to give their testimony.
结果一搞下去，你知道几点回家吗
？So imagine what time we finished.
我先离开，我说我明天还有事情，我先离开。
So I had to excuse myself early.
我就问他们你们几点到家
？So I asked the rest, what time did you get home?
十二点，午夜十二点啊。
Many of the
attendees
did not get home till.
不要忘记今天是改时间了，你知道吗
？And also because we have a time change today.
今天很多人没有忘记改时间，所以没有来，我知道。
I think many people are not here because they missed the time change.
结果十二点回到家几点呢？一点了嘛，明白啊
？If the dinner ended at 12, then they must have arrived at their home.
所以早上他们听到的时候，好，我看到好几个老人就打瞌睡了，明白。
So it would not be a surprise if they are sleepy in the sermon this morning.
昨天晚上他们睡得不好，明白吗
？Because they did not have enough sleep last night.
所以到礼拜堂要补眠啊，补足那睡眠。
So they're trying to catch up on sleep.
听到睡觉那不得了，对不对
？So it is embarrassing to be sleepy during service.
如果听到听到扎心的是成功的，对不对
？But if you are pierced to the heart upon listening to a sermon,
有时候我们怪牧师是讲道讲的不好啊。
That's sometimes we blame the pastor for being uninteresting in the sermon.
因为他说是讲催眠，就催到大家睡觉了，对不对
？Because they will be making too much exaggeration and people fall asleep.
但是你不要笑牧师，你要笑保罗。
But you should not criticize the pastor, but you should criticize Paul.
保罗讲到厉害吗
？Look at the power of Paul's sermon.
大使徒。
He was a great apostle.
外邦的使徒。
And he was an apostle to the Gentiles.
写了十二本圣经。
And he wrote
书信。
12 letters.
大有能力。
And he was a very powerful apostle.
这个人保罗讲到还有人打瞌睡哦。
And so if Paul were to speak.Would anyone be sleepy?
你知道保罗在特洛亚讲道的时候啊
，When Paul was preaching,
一个年轻人在窗台那边，在楼上窗台，在那边，打瞌睡，结果掉下去，嘣声掉下去了，
One person in the audience in the mezzanine was dozing off to sleep and he fell.
因为天气太热，我说坐窗台，天气太热，对不对
？Because it was hot at that time and it was.Sitting by the windowsill.
也许没有风扇，明白吗
？No electric fan then.
你看人家听到听到多么生气，他忽然间掉下去，这太扫兴了，对不对？嗯。
And that person fell off the window.
结果先救人要紧，结果保罗说没有问题，他没有死，灵魂没有离开他身体。嗯。
So in the end, he was rescued.
人家说保罗，你为什么讲道讲得这么长
？Because Paul made very long sermons.
因为保罗要离开了，向他们道别，说讲道从。从也许从下午讲到凌晨，我不晓得，对不对
？And Paul was giving a long sermon because he was about to depart from that town to another town.
总而言之，如果听到听到杂声，太好了，真的。
But in any case, if we are to be pierced to the heart upon listening to a sermon,
那是成功的信息。
That is a successful.
我们求主帮助我们呢。
So may God help us.
我们真的不要消灭圣灵的感动，对不对
？So let us not quench.The working of the Holy Spirit.
无论我们读圣经，我们听信息，一句话打动我们的心，对不对
？So whether we read the Bible on our own or listen to a sermon,
我们可以牢牢记记放在心里面。
Let us keep the word in our hearts.
作为我们的帮助。
To be our help.
所以这些人听到听到杂音。
So these people were pierced.
这是好的开始。
This is a good start.
这批人是把耶稣就钉在十字架上的人。
So these are the same people who wanted Jesus crucified.
他们真的要悔改啊！真的要悔改了。
So now they are truly in repentance.
这是蒙恩的开始了。
And this is the start.
真正蒙恩的开始了。
Of being blessed.
所以这个教会是很大了，很大很大的复兴。
So then it led to a great revival in the church.
再看四十二节。
Then now we look at verse 42.
四十二节告诉我们什么呢
？Verse 42.
这些人呢、啊，听完到悔改之后啊
，After they listened to the sermon,
都恒心。遵守使徒的教训
and they continually devoted themselves,
恒心守道
continuously devoting themselves,
表示他们灵性有好的开始了
which means they have a good start in their spiritual
pursuit 表示他们真是渴慕神的话语
it shows that they truly have the desire for God's word,
爱慕神的话
and they yearn for the word,
愿意在上帝的话里面扎根
so they wanted to take root in the word,
恒心遵行主的教导
and they devoted continuously to the word of God.
我们知道当时在保罗那个时代里面呢
in the times of Paul,
还没有圣经
there was no
只有旧约圣经
it was only the Old Testament.
所以保罗所讲使徒们所讲的就是他们写下的圣经了
so all the words and sermons given by Paul became later on the Bible.
所以他们就叫遵守使徒的教训了对不对
so that's why they were continually devoting themselves to the words of the apostles.
耶稣讲个撒种的比喻非常好的，对不对
？The parable of the seeds is a good example.
一些撒在路边的
，so some seeds fell on the roadside.
鸟飞来吃掉了
，the birds ate them.
一些撒在土浅石头地上的
，some came on shallow ground.
太阳一晒就没有了
，and it was scorched by the sun.
一些撒在荆棘里面的
，some went into the thorns.
它有世上的挂历
，and many worries of this world.
这倒是真的啊。
These
本来你带着一个很快乐的心，在听到的时候真的很快乐，对不对
？You may have started with a very happy heart.
就好像你在退休的时候，在宁愿住在山上啊，都不要回来。
Like when we go on a retreat and you feel very encouraged and did not want to
真的真的很得着就很帮助。
Because we were greatly helped.
要回一回到这个社会里面的时候啊
，As we return to the society,
我们的烦恼又来了。
Our anxiety came back.
我们挂虑又来了。
And worries around us.
就拦阻我们结出果子来了。
And all these obstruct us from bearing fruit.
恒心。
So.Devoting,
遵行主的道
and following the teachings of the Lord.
这是灵性追求一个非常好的开始。
This is the start of a spiritual pursuit.
刚才我讲保罗讲到还有人打瞌睡，对不对？
So I spoke early about people falling asleep when Paul was giving a sermon.
保罗到了比利亚教会讲道的时候啊，
But when Paul went to Berea to speak,
这些人不是打瞌睡。
These people did not fall asleep.
他们看保罗讲的对不对？
They were actually checking if Paul was
speaking. 这个是更厉害了，对不对啊？
So they were.
有些人打瞌睡。
They did not fall asleep.
有些人看保罗讲的对不对？
But they were checking if Paul said the right.
保罗是大使徒，讲到是没有问题，对不对？
So Paul is a great apostle.
但是这些追求的人啊，
but these people who followed him.
要渴慕追求长进的人。
Wanted to learn more about.
他们天天查考圣经。
And every day they studied.
恒心查考圣经。
And they studied the Bible continuously.
弟兄姐妹，我们要持守一个灵性持续的圣道，很不容易的事情，对不对
？Because having this desire and perseverance to pursue is not easy.
也许你立志说，我一天要读五章圣经。
Maybe.We set a goal to read 5 chapters each day.
旧约两章，新约三章。
Maybe 2 chapters in the Old Testament, 3 in the New Testament.
一年就把它读完了。
And you will finish the Bible.
我开始你的坚持，对不对
？At first, you're very good.
但过了不久你就放松下来了，对不对
？Not many days pass, and it becomes.
所以恒心遵守很不容易的事情。
So perseverance in your pursuit is important.
我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们需要坚持。
We need to be steadfast.
属灵的事情没有捷径，没有 shortcut 的。
And let us not give up in spiritual matters.
我们天天看神的话语
Because it is important to seek God's word every day.
好像初期教会一样，恒心遵守主的教训，表示他们慕道的精神，表示他们在灵性上更求一步了。
As in the early church, that they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
再看第四十六节。
Now we turn to verse 46.
四十六节讲什么呢
？Day by day.
他们天天同心合意，同心合意。
Continuing with one mind，
就是说同心侍奉方面的表现，同心。
And that means in their dealings and service, they are one mind。
第二章马可福音第二章告诉我们
Mark chapter 2，
他们有四个人抬一个人来见耶稣，对不对？四个人抬一个人来见耶稣。
Of the 10, one came to see Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为一个人不能走路，说四个人去抬他。
I mean, one person who couldn't walk were carried by 10 people.
到了门口说太多人了。
And but there were too many people.
这个他们想办法方便从楼梯上去到犹太人的屋顶是平的，从上面开个洞口把这个病人放下去。
So many of the people carried the lame person up the roof and put him down.
这四个人要同心，对不对
？So imagine that 10 people have to be coordinated.
这四个人
，or 4 people.
前面如果分开走，后面两节就赶不上了。
So if the two in front walked faster than the back,
他们同一个方向。
They have to be walking in the same
direction. 把这个人带到耶稣的面前。
And to bring the lame before Jesus.
初期教会为什么这么复兴啊
？Why was the early church in such a revival?
3000人。
3000。
5000人。
5000。
25000人
25,000
肯定是圣灵的工作
All because of the Holy Spirit
肯定是同心服侍神带来结果
All because they were serving with one mind
你看见圣灵很奇妙的工作
The miracles in the Bible
第三章告诉我们圣经第三章告诉我们
In chapter 3
彼得跟约翰同心到圣殿里面去祷告
Because Peter and John went to the temple to pray
这两个人个性完全不一样的
And you imagine these two have different personalities.
彼得是口直心快的人。
Because Peter is quick and impatient.
肯定是讲话常得罪人的。
And you can imagine he is very undiplomatic in his words.
我们看到约翰是一个脾气暴躁的人。
And John also.
他是个脾气不好的人 ，bad temper.
Has a bad temper.
这个两个人怎么合得来呢
？So how could they go?
讲话太快，很快就伤了对方，对不对
？Because the one could have hurt the other.
呀，我看这个约翰就会发脾气了，对不对
？Because John was quick-tempered.
但是你看第三章告诉我们呢
，But chapter three.
两个人同心到圣殿里面去祷告。
Peter and John going up to the temple.
这不是很奇妙的事情吗
？So that was itself a miracle.
谁说神不能改变人呢
？Because God can still change people's personalities.
可以改变的，对不对
？And God can do that.
神改变了约翰，改变了彼得。
And God was able to change and move Peter and John.
叫他们可以同心服侍神。
So that they were able to serve in one mind.
教会带来很大的复兴了。
And the church.Had a great revival.
好，我们再看下去。
So, looking down.
四十六节。
Acts 2:46.
我们四十六节讲什么呢
？Verse 46.
我们开始讲到他们同心，对不对
？First that they were with one mind.
然后呢，下面解说，欢喜诚实的心，用饭。
And they were breaking bread with gladness and sincerity of heart.
呀，这是什么表现？生命的表现呢、啊？看到吗？
啊、manifestation of their lives.
他们有蒙恩的表现。
Because they have been blessed.
他们有慕道的表现。
They have shown their through their ministry.
他们有同心的表现。
And they have shown themselves to be of one mind.
还有生命的表现。
And they have also shown through their living.
这就是教会初期带来很大的复兴，对不对
？And these are all part of the great revival.
大家得到很大的激励。
Everyone was great.
欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they were sharing their meals with gladness.
欢欢喜喜的吃饭。
Enjoy.
这样对消化才好，对不对？对消化才好。
And this is good for your digestion.
你有没有人看着一边哭一边吃饭吗
？If you are crying as you eat,
我告诉你，肯定吃不下。
You probably will not be good for your.
你伤心吃得下吗？
Because as you are hurting in your heart,
你没有胃口可以吃的。
You probably will not have an appetite.
在初期教会不是这样。
But the early church was.
大家欢欢喜喜。
Everyone was joyful.
诚诚实实。
And they were all sincere.
一起用饭，一起交通。
And they came together to eat together.
没有心怀诡诈呀，明白吗
？And there was no deception in their hearts.
这是生命的表现。
And that was the true manifestation.
非常的奇妙，对不对？
It's a miracle
如果你再看下去的时候啊，上次他们卖了田产，卖了他们产业，
they even, sell off their property.
因为他们信主家业都被抢掉了，但是有些人他们把家业拿出来卖掉。
Because as Christians then, perhaps their properties were confiscated, and some willingly sold what they had.
他们拿到使徒脚前。
And they brought what they have to the feet of the apostles.
大家都可以享用这些东西。
Everybody could partake of it.
如果没有这样的生命，可以做得到吗
？It would not have been possible without a true Christian spirit in their hearts.
做不到了，真的是做不到了。
It would not have been possible.
没有这样的生命是做不到的。
If it is not of the spirit.
昨天我听一个年轻人讲他的见证呢。
I heard a young man gave a testimony.
我真的不知道他的人生这么干渴啊，干渴啊，这么艰难。
His life was very difficult.
他十九岁从中国逃到巴拿马。
At 19, he fled China to go to Panama.
从十九岁，然后又来到纽约，十九岁啊，来偷渡到纽约。
And came to New York.
今年45岁。
This year he's 45.
他说二十多年来啊，二十多年来啊。
For the past 20 some years,
他生活在恐惧当中。
He was living always in fear.
听到，因为他是偷渡的。
Because he is undocumented.
你听到警察车的步步步步，他都害怕，明白吗？你看。
Every time he hears the police come by.
你看他做了多少的噩梦，是吗
？He had many nightmares.
这年轻人，有些人在我们当中也认识他了。
Perhaps some of the young people here would know him.
非常痛苦。
He was in much pain.
最后，因为天安门的缘故，他的身份得以得到希望。
And finally, because of Tiananmen, he has a hope for being legalized.
有一次，他要离开美国到加拿大，可能是面谈，他不愿意讲清楚，他可能是面谈了。
Perhaps he was going to Canada for an interview.
他告诉牧师说
And he told the pastor,
我认识我的女朋友。
I have a girlfriend.
他特别形容说他女朋友非常漂亮。
A very pretty girl.
如果这次去加拿大不能回来，你就告诉我美丽的女朋友不要再等了。
And if I go to Canada for an interview and I'm not able to return, just tell my girlfriend not to wait.
如果那是面谈不成功，就可能被遣送回中国了。
Because if the interview failed, he would have been taken forcefully to go back to China.
结果回来了。
Finally, he came back.
平安回来了。
Peacefully.
谢神大大的赐福给他。
And now God has greatly blessed.
你看到吗？这个人初到纽约的时候，真是很凄凉，很困难。
Imagine the first time he landed in New York, and he was in so much fear.
他开始到 OCM 中宣去做礼拜。
I started to go to the church in Chinatown, OCM.
然后呢，一个弟兄开 grocery 的，请帮他做工，请他收留他，在他的店里面做工，给个地方可以住。
And one brother in that church offered him a job in a Chinese grocery.
你看一个人如果走在神的道路当中，神的真的赐福给他。
So as we can see that as he walked in the path of the Lord, God has blessed him.
最近才拿到身份。
Finally, he got his papers.
一个温馨的家庭。
And as a warm, happy family.
两个儿子，一个女儿。
And two boys and a girl.
孩子非常会弹钢琴。
And the children are very musically
talented. 太太在教会里面带领诗班。
And they started to help out in church.
非常蒙恩蒙福的一个家庭。
And a family that is greatly blessed by God.
你看到吗？
Finally.
生命改变，真的可以改变的。
How God has changed their lives.
在耶稣基督里，他是一个新造的人。
And in Jesus Christ, he is a new creation.
这句话是真的。
And this is true.
欢喜诚实的心。
And with gladness and sincerity of heart.
欢欢喜喜跟弟兄们交通了，对不对？
Gladly communicating and fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters.
最后呢，这些人呢，有赞美神的心。
Finally, these people.Have a thankful heart.
就是生命的表现呢。
This is the manifestation of their lives.
你看四十七节。
Verse 47.
赞美神，看到吗
？Praising God.
得众民的喜爱。
And having favor with all the people.
下面就要更好了。
主
将得救人天天加给他们。
And see the last.Praise and the Lord was adding to their number
day
by day.
赞美神
praising God.
每天赞美神
every day.
你别忘记，不是他们没有难处啊。
Don't forget that they were not free of trouble.
以下你看一下第四章的时候，他们受到逼迫
Because in chapter 4 you will see that they were persecuted.
当时政府禁止他们传福音
Because the government then prohibited them from preaching.
打了还放在监牢里面
And they were forcefully taken.
出了监牢还是传道。
And after they were released from jail, they
continued preaching. 赞美神的心，没有任何东西可以禁止他们。
Because the heart of praising God was not stopped by the persecution.
赞美神。
And they continued to
praise God. 心中充满喜乐。
Because their hearts were full of thanks.
因为心中有基督耶稣的生命，对不对？
Because their heart has the life of Jesus Christ.
每一天都可以赞美神。
Every day they praise God.
受逼迫了还赞美神。
Even when faced with persecution.
第六章第七章告诉我们，受了很大的逼迫。
Because later on you'll see they were greatly persecuted.
他们照样赞美神。
They still praise God.
照样传福音。
They still share the gospel.
太宝贝了。
That was what was precious about them.
所以我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
即使生活遇到很大的困难。
Even if we face obstacles.
我们还可以开口赞美神。
We can still open our mouths to praise God.
真的弟兄姐妹，你可以经历神的大能。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can experience the power of God.
基督可以帮助你的。耶稣可以帮助你。
And Jesus will help us.
当你遇到难处的时候
，As we face difficulties,
你不想想看，可以开口赞美神
？Think about praising God instead.
你可以唱诗歌赞美神，对不对
？Sing praises to God.
你就会感觉到神，经历到神与你同在。
And you will experience the very presence of God.
我讲一个例子，我就结束了。
I will close with an example.
你知道扫罗这个扫罗王啊？在早期的时候啊
，Remember King Saul in the Old Testament，
因为他常常追大卫，对不对
？He was constantly pursuing David。
他当然他人本人也出了问题，对不对
？So he himself had troubles。
常常有恶魔来搅扰他
，And he had many disturbances。
叫他寝食难安啊，睡觉也不平安，走路也不平安。
So he could not sleep soundly, and his travels were interrupted。
后来他想到谁呢？
Finally, he thought of somebody.
想到那少年人大卫，
thought about this young man, David.
啊，大卫，他请大卫来做什么呢？
And he asked David.
他不是请大卫来唱歌，是请大卫来弹琴给他听哦。
He did not ask David to sing, but David to play a musical instrument.
当恶魔来搅扰扫罗王的时候。
When on the evil spirits were disturbing King Saul,
人就请大卫来弹琴给扫罗。
Saul would ask David to play the harp.
恶魔就离开扫罗。
And the evil spirits would leave Saul.
奇妙吗？
So that was
很奇妙。
Wonderful.
这琴代表什么呢？
What does a musical instrument represent?
这个琴是代表赞美的意思。
That musical instrument represents praise.
当你遇到难处，环境改变的时候，
so as we encounter challenges around us,
你赞美神，
let us praise God,
感谢他，
and thank him.
这些东西都会过去的，
and these evil spirits and disturbances will leave us.
我们求求帮助我们，
so may God help us.
我们看见初期教会是个非常好的图画，
we see the beautiful picture of the early church.
是个复兴的教会。
A revival.
我们看到这些人听到扎心。
And these people were pierced in their hearts.
不断扎心。
Not only that.
他们因为悔改了。
Because they repented.
他们有恒心。
They were persevering.
他们有这渴慕神的心。
And they had a desire to pursue the spiritual.
而且他们同心服侍神。
And they also worshiped in one spirit.
他们在一起有很好的属灵交通。
And they have very good spiritual fellowship.
他们乘坐一个诚实的信用饭。
And they were sharing their meals thankfully.
在生活上，他们赞美神的心。
And they were constantly praising God.
把这属灵生命表现出来。
This is how they demonstrated their spiritual lives.
这是一个圣灵的工作。
This is all the
work
of the Spirit.
我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们生活。
That we too in our.
让我们属灵的生活。
Our spiritual lives.
让圣灵去掌管。
Will be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在我们生命当中做潜移默化的工作。
That let the Holy Spirit work His ways in our hearts.
一个谦卑的心，让他改变我们。
That with our humble hearts, that He can work in our lives.
让耶稣能够改变。
Because Jesus can change us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们一起翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. There may be few of us gathered here, Lord, but you. Promise that your presence will be with us, even if there are not too many of us gathered here. Lord, we yearn to follow the footsteps of the early church. Help us, Lord, to be pierced in our hearts as you speak into our hearts and your words are hidden in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to gather together and be thankful and be praising you wherever we are. Lord, we pray that you continue to let the Holy Spirit work in this church and in our individual lives. Lord, that our lives will be a testament of the Holy Spirit's work and power to change us. Bring more people to this church and ignite a revival in our hearts. We pray, Lord, that your name will always be praised. Even when we face persecution or challenges or obstacles in our ways. Lord, we know that by praising you, Lord, we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God in our lives. This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.